Ghouls and Goblins. My name's Alexia.
And I'm Josh.
And we are Bytown's Haunted History.
Today we are going to be talking with one of the tour guides from the Ottawa Haunted Walks, and as she tells us all about her favorite haunted location and all that goes within. We're hoping to get some real spooky stories out of this one.
The Haunted Walk that takes place in Ottawa's downtown talks a lot about Bytown's history and back in the past, nothing within the most recent 50 years. So all the stories are old, and they're all very real and well-researched, as our guide explains.
A lot of the stories happened between 1802 and 1975. It seems like a long range, but Bytown hasn't been around for terribly long. And do remember, when we're talking about Bytown, we're talking about the downtown Ottawa area, if you're familiar.
Today we are here on Spark Street talking about ghosts.
And we are here, in fact, with, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chrissy Steinbach. I'm one of the guides with the Haunted Walk of Ottawa.
We were hoping if you would like to share your favorite location.
My favorite location. Well, it is a tough choice between Grand House and Chateau Laurier. Grand House is great because there's just so many stories that have happened there. You heard some of those on the tour tonight. You've got all range of sort of eerie encounters. You've got the audible ones, you know, the footsteps coming down the stairs when everyone should have been gone for the night. You've got the visual encounters, so the people that looked up at that second floor window and they saw the man staring out at them. And then you have the direct contact encounters. So the servers that had trays knocked right out of their hands, the people that felt that they were pushed. So I really love the range, and that makes it so much more believable. And then, of course, that clincher, right? That there have been multiple reports, so again, more credibility. You've heard from both staff and guests of hearing that breathing right next to them. That really drives it home. And then you learn, oh, Dr. Grant had asthma his entire life. But more than that, what's sort of off script is that, well, there used to be a morgue down in the basement. So when Dr. Grant was operating out of the building as a doctor, that's where he had his morgue. And you remember I mentioned that most of the hauntings happened when the building was used by Friday's Roast Beef House.
Yeah.
Well, they used the basement as their kitchen. So perhaps there is some connection there between something that happened in the morgue and that presence in that space with all the kitchen staff. We'll never know for sure, but there you have it. As far as Chateau Laurier, again, I really appreciate that there's been all variety of encounters there. Recently, I've learned that there have been stories of a spoon in a teacup that seems to stir itself. So you know that in Zoe's, there's a great tradition of having high tea there. And more than a few people have reported leaving their teaspoon in their cup unattended and then seeing it stir all on its own. And one of those people asked one of the servers, you know, has that ever happened before? And they said, well, there used to be a waiter who was very dedicated to their job, and they would take it upon themselves, just as a customer service sort of thing, to stir the tea of anybody who left their spoon in their cup.
Interesting.
So, do you think that because there was a morgue in the basement, there's like multiple specters?
Yes, I do. Yeah, so that's the thing. Even though when you're going on the haunted walk, we usually present one theory for who the ghost might be. In reality, these buildings have been around for so long, the odds are it's multiple spirits. So at Bytown Museum, odds are it's not just Duncan McNabb.
Do you have any personal stories of the paranormal that have occurred during the walks or even just during your own lifetime?
Okay, yeah, for sure. So there is that spooky encounter that happened on my walks one evening where the street lamp behind me changed from its warm orange to a cold blue and then back to the warm orange by the time I was finished my story. I didn't get to see it myself, but two people that came along on the tour said that they noticed that as I was speaking. And those two people didn't know each other at all. you know, I make a little small talk with everybody that comes along, and I know who knows each other.
Yeah.
So that was pretty spooky. I have heard some pretty unsettling stories of things that have happened on tours of the old jail.
Oh,
the old Alton County Jail.
Yeah.
So we have just recently restarted tours in that space. And already there have been reports of spontaneous nosebleeds happening to people that come along on the tours. And that has a relation to one of our stories that you can hear on that tour. So one time, before there was a story, someone was taking a group through the jail and they got to the courtyard section. Well, in the days of the jail, that courtyard was a cemetery. And so the prisoners that didn't make it till the time of their freedom were buried there. Hearing this story, there were two little boys that started jumping up and down and making fun of the people that were buried there. And all of a sudden, both boys got nosebleeds. And sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, I don't want to sensationalize here, but sometimes we'll have patrons come along and before that story starts or around the time we get to the courtyard, they themselves will have nosebleeds start. And they'll explain that they don't have any prior condition.
Yeah.
There are also reports of doors slamming up on the death row floor.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
When you were talking about the workers in the canal and the people catching malaria, and at the beginning of the tour with people that are buried like around Bytown, mm-hmm. are they all sort of just buried in the same place?
Great question. So this space between Elgin and Medcalf Street and between Spark Street and Albert Street was once a cemetery. There aren't records as to the total number of bodies that were buried here because they were buried very quickly. And they were really trying to control the spread of these diseases, like cholera, typhus, and smallpox. And so there were quite a few bodies buried in this two-block space. But then, as well as that, there are canal workers that were buried along the canal's route. Maybe not right next to it, but you can't find them. But they were, in fact, left there, all the way from Ottawa to Kingston.
You were talking earlier when we were at the school building about the lady who was seen. You were talking about Eliza Bolton at the school. Now, with classifications of ghosts, would you say she is a gray or white lady?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I haven't looked at the detailed research notes that this story was based on. There is mention that the figure was illuminated when the man saw her in the attic. And on that basis, I would probably say a white ghost. Probably fits better with the glowing description.
Yeah. And that being said, talking about the teacher, do we know how she passed?
We do not, because is she hanging around the normal school because she loved her work so much? Did she just devote her life to that? Or did something happen?
Yeah.
How much of downtown now do you think covers Old Bytown?
In Old Bytown, you had also the division between Upper Town and Lower Town. And that was really based on your class background and like a bit of your ethnic background. So Lower Town was rough and tough. And that's where you had the Irish immigrants and the French Canadians. And they also didn't always get along. Yes, they worked together on the Rideau Canal and other construction projects, and as well as in the lumber industry, but there were also sometimes tensions. So the Lower Town was also the home of those groups of people because it was kind of swampy, and you would have more like illnesses spread because of that. And then up here, this would be Upper Town, where you would find the Scottish and the British people, and you can look around these sections of the city and you know right away because of the churches.
Yeah.
So up here you have Christ Church Anglican and St. Andrew's Presbyterian, like a little ways up here. Mm. And then down in Lower Town you have Notre Dame Basilica, which stands on the site of Bytown's original Catholic Church. And you also have St. Brigid's, which was built for the Irish community. So, you know, as much as, you know, cities change and things are demolished and rebuilt, you can look at some of these anchors, like the churches, and they'll lead you right back to the way it was back in the earliest days of the Bytown.
So, to end it all off, where do these stories come from?
Where do these stories come from? Well, they come from people's real lives. So what I feel very fortunate with working with the Haunted Walk is that I can depend on the stories being well-researched. So our company's founder is a historian, and so he is not going to let stories pass if they don't meet a standard of research. So on the walk, you'll hear stories of all sorts of people. You'll hear the stories of kitchen staff, waiters that have experienced ghostly encounters. You'll hear the stories of security guards that have been in the buildings late at night all alone. And you'll hear the stories of people that have stayed at the Chateau Laurier Hotel quite innocently, not knowing of its history or anything unusual that's been reported there. So I guess these stories just come from people like you and me and the passers of time.
Ghouls and Goblins, we just got back from the Ottawa Haunted Walk. Josh, how did you enjoy the walk?
I thought it was great. I was really glad we had the opportunity to do this ourselves. Our tour guide was super informative and just a fantastic interview. I would highly recommend to anybody to go and check out Ottawa Haunted Walks themselves. Alexia, how did you like the Haunted Walk?
I thought it was really interesting seeing different parts of Ottawa. That we went through a lot of different alleyways and side streets that I would never normally take on my own. So it was really cool seeing this different side of Ottawa. And a lot of people say Ottawa is very boring because it's a government town. And I agree, it is. But we got to see a lot of the really nice like architecture and just a prettier side of our city. So I thought it was really nice.
What was your favorite part?
The ghosts! I liked hearing obviously the main story and like how people passed, but I liked hearing what people saw in the past. I like hearing how our tour guide had her own stories of like, oh, every now and then someone might see a face in one of the windows, or they've seen lights flickering, or people felt cold, like the cold chills of a ghost. Josh, what was your favorite part of the tour?
I really liked the fountain. There was a segment in the tour where, and I don't want to give away all the details, Our tour guide showed us this really cool fountain that was sent over from England, and there was a pair of them. But in one of the fountains, originally, there was a murder.
Ooh.
No, there really was a murder. They found a man's body lying in the fountain the next morning, but they obviously didn't know who had murdered him. But during transit, the fountains got mixed up, and we don't really know which one is the haunted one, quote, but there was some truth or proof to the tale, as our tour guide told us about one of the other tour guides telling her own story. When she was going back to the office after a tour one night, she was passing by the fountain and there was a man sitting there, and he asked her, "Are you one of the tour guides for the Haunted Walk?" And she's like, yeah. And he responded with, "I really like to hear the stories as you tell them when you're passing through this area." And she's like, "Oh, that's really cool. I'm glad you enjoy them." Off she went. But when she turned around, he was gone.
And the funny thing is when she got home, she told her parents about that story, and they proceeded to tell her a story about how when she was a wee child, her and her family actually went to that fountain, and the parents turned away for a split second, and when they turned back around, they saw her having this very in-depth conversation with seemingly no one, and when they asked, "Honey, who are you talking to?" she said, "This fine gentleman right here," but there was no one there. So you have to think, did we get the haunted fountain? You can find them at hauntedwalk.com. They actually have a bunch of other tours. Alongside the Ottawa Walk we went on, which was mainly around like the downtown area, they have one going through the old Ottawa jailhouse, which is supposed to be really spooky. They also have a variety of personal investigations where you can go and do your own ghost hunting. Maybe you can interview a ghost. They also have a guided tour at Upper Canada Village, which is very old and very spooky.
If you want to check them out for yourself, be sure to let them know that we sent you.
Wink.
So if you enjoyed this episode, then please stick around for the next one. We've got lots of great stories on the way for you.
And get ready, because we're going to interview a real-life ghost.